Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is The Fan.
Hey, Hawk, during the break right there,
That's right at the end of the break. Yeah, go ahead.
John Bonas just asked us if there were any names of pubs or bars in England, in London, that we need to go to.
Yeah, right.
That was 5 years ago we were in London.
If, wow.
When we bar hopped that one night sauce.
Yeah.
If John Bonas right now was like, I will give you $10 million to name any bar you stopped at, I would have $0 in my bank account.
Yeah, zero.
We went to so many places, and I was so obliterated. I couldn't tell you what part of town we were in, the names of any of them. It was just, there was a door, let's walk in it, let's grab drinks.
I couldn't tell you the first bar we started at before we even went out.
100%. No chance.
Michael Kenny tells me he's going to take us to all the great historical pubs. So,
Michael Kenny's fun, dude. That guy's cool, because he'll point you in the right direction. He's been everywhere. And my wife and daughter are going. They'll be on the trip with you guys, you know?
My wife.
And Abigail can drink over there. So,
oh, really?
Kim! Yeah.
I love Kim.
Yeah, they're going to be over there for like a week. They're staying later than you guys are. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You get some time home alone.
Not really. We leave Thursday. So a little bit, I guess. Just a little bit. But either way, take Abigail out and show her around London. Let her have fun.
Yeah.
Will do.
Abs
is the best. She's 20 years old now, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I guess Rosie wants to mentor her.
He keeps saying that. I told him he'd feel free to mentor Kim, but maybe give Abigail a while.
Quit lying, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie's a liar.
Rosie thinks, by the way, that kid is actually in the studio.
He does not.
John, your thoughts on episode 5 of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power? Still having fun?
It's getting real interesting. Yeah, there's a bunch of mysteries to be solved here. We still don't really know who the elven dude is that's about to lead the thing, and we don't know who the meteor man is, and we
Gandalf.
Is it the mother? And I think we saw the first of potentially Sauron in that episode too. It was and the way he's dressed makes me think that he's been up to some stuff too that we don't know about that we're about to find out. I think there's a big twist coming here.
It is fun. It is House of the Dragon minus the incest. The non-stop incest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Max, are you caught up on both?
No, I'm one episode behind on Lord of the Rings and two behind on House of the Dragon.
Oh, man, you've missed a lot of incest.
I finally wrapped up that 5 Days of Memorial show on Apple TV, and I couldn't encourage you guys more to watch it. It's really something, man.
Which one is that again?
It's about Hurricane Katrina, and it's a true story, but it's a dramatized version of the true happenings inside a hospital in downtown New Orleans after Katrina, and it's just terrible. And it's so well done and well written because it involves euthanasia and literally argues both sides of the issue in a way that you finish the show and you could literally argue either side. Yeah, well, the doctors did what they had to do. Yeah, well, they shouldn't have done that because these people weren't going to die. Yeah, but they were going to have to leave them there. Yeah, but it's fascinating and heartbreaking and unbelievable and stomach churning, but I really encourage you to watch it. It's really something. And that disaster and how ill prepared we were as a country, and especially as a city that's below sea level.
Yep. Right.
How they were that unprepared,
man,
for that to happen. Man, there were so many heartbreaking things. But these people were in this hospital, like people who came into the hospital because they had pneumonia, things that weren't going to kill them, but they couldn't get them out. So the doctor had to make a decision because the FEMA came through and said, everybody has to be out of this hospital at 5. Anybody who's not out of the hospital at 5 is staying in this hospital. Right?
Right.
And it had already been 5 days. And there was no water, no food, no air conditioning, no power, no electricity. Just terrible, the worst conditions you can imagine.
Right.
And the guy comes in and says, everybody out here by 5. If you don't get out here by 5, you're staying here. So the doctors are like, okay, so do I leave these people here to suffer the worst possible death? Or do I put them out of their misery before I go?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's
jeez.
It's first of all, it's unbelievable that it happened. It's second of all, it's unbelievable that it happened and I didn't know about it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. I was alive when that happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about it. Oof.
On a lighter note.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, hang on, let me hit this button.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
It's worth your time.
Sounds like it.
Did you finish The Bear?
I don't know. How many episodes are there?
Eight.
Okay, so then I finished it.
Is that the one about the cook in Chicago?
Yeah. How about that last episode?
So the last episode is the spaghetti sauce jars?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Then holy moly. Yeah.
Dude.
How
about the last scene?
I know.
Dude, Kelly and I finished it on Saturday. I got up off the couch and I was like, I don't know why I'm crying so hard.
Well, I can tell you.
It was great. What?
It's sad.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. That show was something else, though, man.
I love that show.
Is that what I should be downloading for my trip
to
London?
It's A+.
It's only a half-hour episode.
Yeah, that's a really easy
eight
watch.
Half-hour episodes?
Yeah,
hammer it. A+.
Yeah, man. I literally watched all of them just on Saturday morning. I was hungover and just kind of stuck on the couch.
You were crying.
And, and then, you know, when it's Hulu, it just keeps going. So if you don't have the controller right next to you, Hulu's just like, F you. I'm just going to keep going.
All right.
Two super sneaky, excellent cameos. Molly Ringwald in Therapy.
Yep.
And then Joel McHale as the a-hole chef that kind of shows this chef how a kitchen is supposed to be run.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like half the time he was on the screen, I was like, is that Joel McHale? Yeah, I was trying to figure out if it was really him or just McHale. Someone that looked like him.
That dude's great.
Now at home, I always go, yes, chef. And then when
living with you is a waking nightmare.
When I had a bowl of cereal the other day and Kelly came into the kitchen, she said, hey, how are you? And I said, you refer to me as chef when I make you.
Dear God. I'm telling you, you need to propose today.
Yeah. Why?
Because if she ever made a list,
yeah,
she would leave.
It's okay, cousin.
You got to lock her down before she realizes this math equation is bad.
The Power Trip Pub Crawl is in the Covent Garden area on Saturday night. With lots of fun and historic pubs, the Rubes are excited. You guys must attend.
Oh, we will attend.
Yeah, yeah. I will not be able to attend with you that night. But it shall be fun.
When do you get to actually have fun?
I a little bit with you guys after the show on Friday.
Oh, yeah. We'll tie down.
Yeah, we're going to tie down.
Yeah.
There's going to be some tying of the down. What's the name of the place we're broadcasting from, Core Cove?
What is Hooters. The place you're broadcasting
Drugsters
from?
Drugsters and Bears.
It's something.
It's got a it's couple the
same,
of bees
same
in
place
it.
We were last.
Bank
it's a great.
Barrel,
bank and Burrow.
It's sweet, dude.
But yeah, it's
not called It's Sweet Dude, though.
It's not called It's Sweet Dude. It's called
Bank and Burrow.
Yeah.
Borrow. Burrow?
Is it a pub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. It's badass.
Okay. What, last time you were in a hotel lobby, so.
Borrow boy and banker.
That's nailed it.
Borrow boy and banker. I bet it's Barrow, do you
it's
think?
Barrow. Like Barrow Downs.
What?
Thank you, Zacho.
Zach,
give me a chocolate milkshake, please.
Yeah, Zacho, get some Chick-fil-A.
No. What Zach just texted us is not the name of the pub. That's his plan.
Oh. Brilliant. Yeah.
In that order.
Man. Yeah.
Hey, give that boy back.
Yeah.
No. All right, I'll go with the banker first.
I'm just going to borrow him.
Damn.
I know, damn Rose. Right, Rose. Damn right, Rose. Damn right, Rosie. Right. Anyway.
What are we supposed to be doing, the
we're
news?
We're supposed to be doing the news, but you know what? If we start now, I'm going to run out of time. So
we don't want to run out of time,
that's what I'm
Daddy.
Saying. I don't want to run out of time. So let's do a break. We'll come back. We'll do the news, and we'll do sports. Then we'll do Vikings news. Marnes will be here momentarily to bring it up a notch in this place. Zach will be here, and he's going through.
Puberty.
Oh, right now he is?
Right now, as we speak. Finally getting hair down there.
Oh,
good for him, man.
Gross.
Feel real great because he got no hair up there. You know, he's like me. Giant bald spot in the top of our heads. It's ridiculous.
Mine's hideous.
Yeah, who cares, though?
Yeah, you're right. Until you forget and then you see a picture of yourself from behind, you're like, Well, my dad's in this picture. Wait a minute. That's me.
Yeah.
What happened to me and my butt? Why is my butt flabby?
Yep. Time.
Yeah. Did you just call time out?
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been trying to do that. It doesn't work, Corey.
Zach Morris could do it.
Yeah, I know. How cool would that be?
Time out. Yep. He only a couple times did Zach Morris, most of the time he would call timeout and then just talk to the camera, right?
Yeah.
A couple of times, though, he called a timeout and then would alter time and space, right? He would move people's hands. Remember the one time Slater punched somebody else?
Yeah.
Because Zach moved him? It's like, well, why wouldn't you do that always?
Yeah, move
if
everybody.
If you realize you can basically control the universe.
And if you really hated Slater, you'd put his hand in the wrong spot a few times.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah, know what I mean?
He did not maximize his
power.
His abilities.
Why is Slater going to jail? Well, did you see where his hand was?
That's why Mr. Beldy's walking funny. The news is next. Marnie's in the building. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on
care,
the fan.
Marge. You don't care. Marnie, you don't care.
Untouched.
Good morning, show. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Great song.
Thank you. Marnie Glarnar asked me to play this.
Didn't you and her go see this band in concert?
We were supposed to. They got rained out. We were going to see them at Sick Fest in Sickman, Iowa.
Sick Fest. That's an attractive name for a festival.
You said you wanted to go. You bought the tickets.
They're going to be at Treasure Island in about a month.
That's true. It won't get rained out there.
I don't know. I didn't see Duran Duran.
Got rained out, yeah.
And then they canceled the sumbitch.
Damn it. Did you win money? Did you gamble?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to gamble.
Gambling whales.
By the way, I should say it again. The name of the place we're broadcasting from this week, if you are in Jolly Old London Town, is called Borrow Boy and Banker, and we're broadcasting live London time at 11:30 a.m. So there you go, for everybody who's asking. Borrow Boy and Banker.
It's Pharaoh Boy.
Whatever.
Yeah, bonus. Same place we broadcasted 5 years.
That's right.
Broadcast or broadcasted? I should know that. I'm in broadcasting.
Borrow Boy
5 years
Brankers
ago. Same one, right off the river, right over the bridge, almost touching the bridge.
Right. Right by there.
And weren't we told, wasn't that the place right before we went there? Wasn't that the
you
place where there was a mass stabbing or
you
something?
You are correct,
the guy
sir.
Got on the bridge and stabbed all those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't stab us.
Nope, and that's why they brought us over there.
Although the one guy that you did the British accent to almost stabbed you.
Yeah.
He got really tired of you.
Yeah, we'd have had a heck of a fight. He would have beat me up.
Yeah.
You would have thrown hands, though, Hogs.
Yeah, but he'd have beat me up. He was tough.
Huh?
You could just tell. He was one of those guys. He was one of those tough guys.
All right, Chris, you ready?
For what?
For what?
This is the tune, huh? Martin's
A1 Nation.
A1 Nation.
Check the Fillmore out.
The Fillmore, man.
Pictures online look good.
I like that place. There's some power trippers who work there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mars, you probably hang out there. It's right next to Target Field. The Fillmore?
Yeah.
She went to her final Twins games
membership.
This past weekend.
Oh, membership.
You have a membership?
Yeah. It's like a gym. Yeah. You just go watch concerts. Yeah.
For the frequent flyers like me. Extra discounts.
Talk to me about your last weekend at Target Field and how you felt.
It was a really different summer for me because I worked 8 or 9 Twins games all season. So it wasn't like I had just gone through the grind like I've done before where I've worked maybe 90 or 100 of the 162. And then you get to the end and it's just like you're still kind of spinning. It wasn't that. It was like, wow, I've barely been here. Seen a lot of friends. And then there was kind of a baseball game on the side. That's how it felt. Because them being out of the race for the Central and the kind of free fall that we've had over the last month, it was different. It was not the fall that I like to have when it comes to Twins baseball. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, no.
Gleeman talked a little bit on the podcast yesterday about how
he passed away.
He has trouble kind of thinking of questions. He has to give a little extra thought to what question to ask after the game because nothing really matters anymore. Yeah.
it's not easy.
And the manager knows that nothing matters anymore.
And then you have a game like Sunday where they had 2 errors, way overthrowing a cutoff man and type of stuff.
Bundy not backing up home plate and costing them a couple runs.
Then you add that on top of the games not counting in terms of trying to win the Central, and it just compounds, and it is not easy to be in that room, a small room with not that many people, talking to a guy who's equally pissed off,
right,
and asking relevant questions. That's why they pay Gleeman the big bucks.
Ask him, tell him to ask what his favorite cemetery is.
Zacho, stop being weird.
No?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. What if he said all of them?
Cynthia Fowles, probably. Yours. She probably likes all the cemeteries.
That's something Lionel Dahmer would say.
Yeah. Hey, where do you two baseball fans stand on the catching home run balls that are worth money and keeping them versus giving them back to the players?
Power to you. Whatever.
Either way? You don't care either way? What would you do if you caught one? I guess that's the only way to answer it is if you caught a ball that was worth something, like Pujols' 700th or Aaron Judge's 62nd or whatever number ends up being his last one.
I guess
you keep it or give it to him.
It's interesting because I think the morals on it kind of depend on how much it's worth. Mm. And the truth is that it would have to be a life changing amount of money. Otherwise, I'd probably give it back.
Yeah, I feel like I would give it back. I would probably ask for a photo. I do nothing with memorabilia. I don't do. Autographs.
What about sell it though? Just flat out sell it.
It's not. I feel like it's not mine. May have caught it and I may have tracked it down, whatever, and have been part of the moment. But that baseball is. I would view it as not mine. I would ask for a photo.
You're a better person than most of us then. Because check this out. Darren Revell just tweeted this 5 minutes ago. This day in 1998, Phil Orzerski.
I know that guy.
A fan who was making $30,000 a year caught Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball. The Cardinals asked for the ball in exchange for a signed bat, ball, and jersey. That's what they were going to give him, right? McGwire will sign the bat, ball, and jersey if you just give us that ball. Orzerski says he also wants to meet Mark McGwire. Mark McGwire says no. Orzerski backs out of the deal. Uh-huh. 3 months later, he sells the ball for $3 million.
Oh my goodness.
So this is what I'm talking about.
You keep the ball.
Yes, correct. I'm not talking about a $10,000 ball here. I'm talking about
the ball every time and sell it. Because, again, ultimately, it's going to end, whether it ends up in Aaron Judge's trophy case or Albert Pujols' trophy case or the Hall of Fame or some giant bigwigs trophy case in their basement.
What?
Or their butthole. I don't know where they're going to put it.
Who's putting baseballs in their
maybe
butthole?
Maybe we launch it into space. The point is somebody's going to pay a significant amount for it. Why not profit? Because it's yours.
Right.
What do they always say? Possession is
five-fifths of the record.
Did you say five-fifths of the law?
No, I said five-fifths the record. No.
I mean, that's it's Bono nothing personal. It's you caught a lottery ticket. Just cash it, and then wherever the ball ends up, if Aaron Judge or Pujols wants it that bad, they'll get it.
Yeah,
they'll pay for it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I don't think I could deal with the like my neighbors and friends and people knowing. Let's say I put in it's nice pool, which we've been wanting to do for a while, and now we upgrade. Now we get a really nice pool. It's like, yeah, you sold the baseball to get that pool. And then I have friends over there. I was like, yeah, you probably shouldn't have given the baseball
no.
back. So I would be judged, and I would worry about what people would think.
You have judgy friends.
$3 million, you don't mind being
judged. I'll tell you what, Marnes, if you catch that ball, and you sell it, and you make a pool, invite us. We're all coming over.
Yeah. We'll judge you the whole time,
I'd be
promise.
So happy that you caught that baseball and have a pool. I would love to go over to Marnie's house, but do you know how she paid for that pool? She would have the ball back. I'd say, hey, let's go party at Marn's house. This is going to be great.
This is all hypothetical until I catch that baseball.
Dude's then making we'll see $30K a year.
If I sold
the baseball for $3 million.
If I caught that baseball, I'd be like, damn, they hit it far because I'm sitting on my couch.
Right. Yeah.
That guy's story is different because he asked to meet Mark McGwire and McGwire said no.
Yeah.
And that guy part of it makes that whole story different.
But that him saying no almost cost him $3 million. If Mark McGwire says yes, this dude doesn't have $3
million. Yeah.
At $30,000 a year, he would have to work 100 years.
Yeah.
Or sell a baseball. 100 years
at
that
rate. In that case, I would not judge that guy. And I would say good for you.
Yeah. Good for you, brother.
Keep the ball every time.
I don't know why I turned it
Stop down. Caring what people think about you. Just make the money.
Keep the ball.
Your family's going to like it a lot more with a pool.
Yeah.
Hey, mom kicks ass. She caught so-and-so's home run ball.
She sure kicks ass.
Yep. Now I have a pool. And Mark McGwire said no to that guy. Anyway.
Right.
Didn't the guy that caught Aaron Judge's, like, 61, he just left right away, didn't he?
Well, so that's what somebody else mentioned a day or two ago. It may have been Darren Revelle. Somebody was saying that as whenever you get these kinds of moments where everybody knows that the ball that goes over the fence is worth something, now you have security issues.
Right, right.
Right, because now everybody that, when that ball goes over the fence, they know this is my lottery ticket. It's like dropping money from a helicopter.
All I got to do is beat this guy's A-word.
Right, if I punch him
it.
In the face and I get the ball and get out of the stadium, this is my ball.
Right.
How do you get that ball authenticated if you just track it down and leave?
I believe, aren't they all marked before
they're all
they
marked.
Are pitched?
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like
Sosa and McGwire had every ball have like a hologram, if I remember,
something
like that.
Because the ball boy would bring him out to the ref and they would,
The ref.
The ump, sorry. The ump. The ref, ump, it's same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. You can also...
Marnes, a title is just Marnes, five-fifths
why
of
Why
the...
do you have to nitpick everything he says?
All of you guys do. I can't wait till you all pass, except for Marnie. Marnie's great.
Thank you.
She doesn't have a pool sauce.
Not
Take
yet.
It down not, not yet.
Yeah, not till I not get yet. That ma.
You can also document the assault.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Sure.
That guy beat me up. He knows me. I've got the ball.
Just recording yourself getting jumped.
Just beating the crap out of some guy. Look,
just caught Aaron Rodgers.
It is the equivalent of when Charlie Bucket peels back the chocolate bar and there's the gold ticket. That one lady grabs his arm and everybody else goes, run, Charlie, run for your life. It's get out of here. You're going to get mobbed. Everybody wants Wonka's gold
ticket. Was that your best attempt at an English accent right there?
We don't know for sure if it was English.
What's your hawk?
We never figured that out.
No. Right, where Wonka's
run,
factory.
Run, Charlie, you little bastard.
Right.
Whoa. Run for your life. Or step back here in this closet.
Oh, my God.
Guy was weird, man.
Was that Slugsworth?
Yeah, it was Slugsworth.
Or Slugsworth, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
See, you got to know your canon.
Yeah, man, know your canon.
Yeah, know your canon.
What do you mean?
Steve Cannon used to do a show.
CCO. The Good Neighbor.
What was Ma's name?
Ma Barker.
No.
Ma-Mel.
Matamidi.
Ma
Sharona.
Ma Sharona.
Ma Dalala.
What? Are you okay?
Chris is high today.
Well, he's having one of those days.
I am, man.
He's on meth.
I wouldn't say that.
No. Hawk doesn't do meth.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by the St. Paul Saints.
I'd like to say thank you to the St. Paul Saints, and yes, they are still playing baseball.
And I promise you, if you go to a Saints game and catch a baseball, you do not get punched in the face.
No,
we can't make that promise, Joey.
Nobody will punch you in the face if you catch a home run ball. Not one person. Not even Madonna.
Mm. Or, Ma Sharona.
Right.
Hi.
Saints games are fun.
Hell yeah.
Human composting is coming to California. A bill Governor Gavin Newsom
what?
Signed into law.
Gavin.
Hey, we just Gavin. Had our brand new baby boy. What should we name him? Gavin. That sounds good. This is our son, Gavin. Can we leave the hospital?
I'm not saying it's likely, but there's a chance. I mean, Gavin Newsom at some point is going to run for president of the United States, and we will always remember that Chris called him Gavin.
That's a different guy.
How hard did you work to have that baby? I don't know. We gave in.
Well played.
Genius.
Gavin Newsom. What that is he guy. Doing now?
He signed a bill into law on Sunday creating a state regulatory process for what it calls natural organic reduction, or transforming human remains into soil. California is now the fifth state to legalize human composting after Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and Vermont. Advocates say it's a more environmentally friendly option than a casket burial, and even more so than cremation. The California law allowing human composting takes effect in 2027. I would like that, man. I just go out and lay down in a field.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care either way.
That's a pretty good idea, right?
Do whatever you want with me.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Put me in a manure spreader.
Well, they should put you in your land out. Where do you have land?
Scotland.
Scotland.
Yeah. That's right. Scotland.
That would cost a lot of money to fly him over there.
Yeah, but
who's going to pay for that? Kim and Abby and Alex aren't going to care.
Yeah, that's true.
My dad will care.
Oh, yeah. No,
your dad's going to pick up the tab to fly his remains to Scotland?
Yeah, I think that's part of...
Your dad and I are going to die in a sexual tryst anyway.
What does that mean?
That means we'll be twisted up and...
suffocated.
We'll be like two dogs stuck to each other.
Ick.
Just bury them.
Is that what happens they're not to dead. Dogs?
I believe it can happen.
My dad's old.
No, he's... He's sexually active.
Oh, my God. Turn your mic off. You need help.
Oh, Marnie. A Florida Gulf Coast. Wait, not a. The.
What? Like, there's more than one?
Was Gavin there?
Yeah, was Gavin at Nevada's Florida Gulf Coast?
The Florida Gulf Coast is under hurricane and storm surge warnings. This as Hurricane Ian becomes a Category 3 storm. Hurricane warnings are...
bad?
Yeah, bad. they stretch from Gulf Coast as far south as Bonita Beach. Below Fort Myers, which you know very well, lovely and talented John Bonas. You're hearing rumors that there may be a football game this weekend at U.S. Bank Stadium because of it, and that is true, right, Corey Cove?
Yeah, that was as of yesterday. It was just one of the hot rumors that they're going to have to move the Bucks and the Chiefs somewhere, and clearly they have to find a venue that is capable of...
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hosting an NFL football game, and one of the theories is look at all the teams that are on the road, and the Vikings are going to be in London, so the Vikings and U.S. Bank Stadium is an option for Bucks and Chiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Don't know how likely.
The massive Artemis moon rocket is being put away by NASA in an attempt to shield it from the hurricane. Managers made the decision Monday based on the expected weather conditions from the storm in the coming days around Kennedy Space Center. The move delays the third launch attempt for Artemis 1, which is working to send an uncrewed capsule around the moon.
Ooh. Just around the moon?
Just around the moon.
Kind of somewhere around the moon?
Dark side of the moon.
Oh, there is no dark side of the moon. It's all dark, really.
Sauce.
Yes.
Why does the moon give off light?
This is just a guess. It's probably a bad one. But is it the way that it's positioned behind the sun?
No.
Keep going. Explain. What do you mean?
Well, like, you know when you get an eclipse and, like, they meet up together? I mean, they don't meet up. They're, like, farther away from one another, but they're rotating around the Earth at the same time.
Let me ask you differently. Why is one side of the moon appeared to be illuminated and the other side is dark? How can the one side light up and the other side can't?
I don't think the moon turns.
But why is the one side lit up and the other side is not?
I have no idea. Is there, like, would normal people know this answer? Are you just asking me to embarrass me? What is the answer? I'd like to know.
The moon is just reflecting the sunlight. Yeah,
it's just a rock.
Yeah, it's just a rock.
Not the country.
No, that I know.
Not the celebrities
here.
John, do you have anything you want to say before you walk out of here?
I'll see you guys in London, baby.
When are you leaving?
Not
are you driving almost immediately? Are you going to get on the road almost immediately?
We're not driving. We're flying.
I keep
Chicago.
Forgetting that. When's your flight?
Noon.
What row are you in?
I don't know. Sorry. No idea.
What'd you pay for the flight?
Why are you asking?
Used a frequent flyer mail.
Oh.
That's great.
Must be nice. Must be nice.
It's always right about the Jimmies and the Joes.
Yeah. It is. Oh. Well, you have fun there.
I shall.
And we'll see you in jolly old London town.
Yeah, man. Can't
Rosie's
wait.
He's coming in next to join Marnie, and we're going to Hy-Vee, right?
KFAN.
The king and the queen are here. Mark Rosen, Marnie Garner. Good to see your faces. Thank you for being here.
How come you guys didn't end up together?
What's that now?
You and Marnie.
What do you mean?
Just like a power couple, like Frank and Amelia.
There's still time.
Timing's everything.
Oh.
Yeah, timing is everything. Yeah.
I mean, it seems like we're both happy, so maybe whatever's working out is working out.
We are both happy.
It worked out.
Hey, question for you guys. As I was driving in and watching the sun rise,
Incredible.
I know. It's been beautiful. Rosie likes to take photos of sunrise and sunset.
I'm more of a sunrise guy.
Nature. I soak it in. I tell my kids, look, let's look at that. Let's be appreciative. Let's be grateful. And I kind of measure like where we are in the year by what the sky looks like when I'm driving in at 6:30 in the morning, whatever. And I know we've lost a lot of daylight. And I was thinking, we're going to fall back pretty soon. And then I'm like, oh, no, wait, didn't we pass the bill? We're not going to change the clocks anymore. But no, we are.
No. It's late this year.
It's November.
We are changing the clocks.
Yeah,
so then I was Googling that in the commercial break.
It is late.
Yeah, I think it's November 7th.
You're right. The night of November 5th, which is a Saturday night. So it's 2:00 in the morning, right? Technically,
yeah.
There has been a push for a bill to switch to daylight savings time permanently. The bill passed through both chambers of the Minnesota State Assembly last year, but it takes an act of Congress to be approved.
Yeah,
and there is no clear timeline for congressional approval.
Yeah,
what do they have other things to worry about?
Yeah. Oh my!
I don't think there's anything more important, but there are other things. Yeah, right. Man,
you can only work on one thing at a time.
Yeah, not very well.
Not allowed. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
Are you excited for London?
Very much so. It just sort of hit me yesterday when I actually started thinking about packing and talking to my daughter who went to school there for a semester. And so I'm excited Chloe's going to come. We should
get our daughters to hang out together.
Oh, is Abby coming?
Yeah, she is. That'd be great.
Yeah, and I mean, Chloe doesn't care about the game. She's taking a day trip, and she knows how to use the tube and all that stuff. So she's going to give me an education. I've been there, but I'm not with you guys. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm real excited. Obviously, from a football standpoint, the win made a big difference on Sunday. It's just a different attitude for them and for the people, the fans, and everybody kind of thinking about, God, we got a chance to go 3-1 right now, and what a defining game that could have been they really had no right winning it at the end, but they earned it. They got it. Detroit screwed up, and the Vikings took advantage. It wasn't like they were handed it. But, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, it's a great city. I've been there a couple times, and I'm not sure how much touring we're going to be doing, but mostly just hanging out with everybody and going to some special events.
Are you going to that thing Friday night, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, Karen's going. The sponsors are having a huge event. Got to pack a suit and all that. So it's
what a story, Mark.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. I know.
Are you going to bring a suit?
I'm bringing a suit. It's a dressy affair.
Oh, yeah? Sauce and Corey, you guys going to that thing on Friday night?
Not. I did not RSVP.
I was invited, but no.
I declined.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. No. They're not
going to wear a suit?
I am, because I saw the invite is... Yeah, I don't know. You have to wear a suit.
The Friday one is supposedly super formal. The Saturday one is less formal.
Correct. Correct. So Friday night.
I didn't respond to either.
Yeah,
I'm going to the Saturday one.
Yeah.
A Saturday one?
Yeah. There's a Saturday. Yeah, there's something going on. Saturday.
I'm going topless.
Yeah, you should. That'd be nice. Look, I'll take a selfie with you.
Yeah, you too, Martins? Yeah.
What?
What?
It got weird.
You get me in such trouble. Weird. Do you know that? You get me in trouble.
I'm anxious to see the stadium. I mean, Tottenham, I've been reading about
it. Sweet.
I mean, the way the pitch is set up with the soccer matches and then the football field on top of it, and 62,000, and first game there, and the Packers are showing up the following week. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of excitement. Just sort of get a sense of the fan base and how many. I think there'll be a lot more Viking fans. Even though it's a Saints home game, I'd be shocked if there aren't more purple in the stands. I just think that's just the way, especially the following that the Vikings have. Not that the Saints don't have numbers and numbers of fans. I think the atmosphere is going to be electric. I mean, I was there for the first game they ever played at Wembley Stadium. The Vikings played the St. Louis Cardinals. It was an exhibition game.
Good for you.
It was Wembley.
Yeah, good for you.
Old Wembley Stadium.
Yeah, man.
And it was crazy. I was supposed to present the trophy to the winning team, and the Vikings won it. And all the fans stormed the field, and we never got a chance to present the trophy because it was mayhem. And Bud Grant was making his way in the locker room.
You've got to protect yourself against mayhem.
Yeah. You really do. Yeah. I mean, I think that guy started it.
What are you trying to be, the next TikTok viral sensation?
Yeah.
This is going to get tens and tens of views.
Yeah. But it was...
That's the best line of that whole bit.
Yeah,
tens and tens of views.
Yeah. But I had a lot of great memories of that trip. That was back in 83, I think it was, when the Vikings played the first game against the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah, and we were doing a simulcast with the CBS station in St. Louis.
If you were a chick.
And my dear friend RJ Fritz was doing I was doing a show, a pregame show with my counterpart in St. Louis, and RJ was supposed to be, this is one of those things we have a nightmare about. RJ was doing the play by play with a guy named Jay Randolph, who was a longtime sportscaster in St. Louis. Well, RJ could not find his way up into the press box. It's so confusing, and so he missed the opening kickoff.
Hello, Cleveland.
It's just like,
that's great.
And I remember the English folks were, Chris, you know this, they said they were asking the Vikings, where do our coaches go?
Yeah.
And and they're pointing up to the press box, and they go, well, that would be kind of difficult. I go, what are you talking about? He goes, well, how do we get a bus up there? And I'm like, well, our coaches, like in...
As in coach bus.
Coaches. Yeah, they thought they meant like the bus. The
manager. Team,
the buses, you know, that's the term you got to use.
Why?
Well, that's just what they say.
That's how they say it.
The coaches.
Jerry Lewis, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting
thing. What a story,
thing.
Mark.
I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
It wasn't bad.
Media, right. You have a job to do.
Yeah, PJ.
Yeah, we know, PJ.
Yeah, don't you have a show with PJ today?
I'm not doing that show anymore.
Why not?
They fire you?
They didn't fire me.
Are you too busy with Rose and Sports Sunday?
I'm too busy with everything else. No, JG and what's the guy's name? Mike Grimm been handling
Mark
it.
Mike?
Mark Grimm. They've been doing it for a couple. During COVID, they were doing it over at the university facility because they weren't doing it at the restaurant because of obvious reasons. But now they are, and it's fine.
PJ's pretty excited, and with good reason, wouldn't you say?
Say it again.
PJ's pretty excited.
Well, he should be.
Yeah, I mean,
they're hitting on all cylinders right now, and they got a great homecoming game on Saturday. The weather sounds like it's going to be spectacular here. I mean, it's 65, 70, whatever it's going to be. It's going to be a perfect fall day. Yeah, the section's going to be wearing, the maroon and gold, and I'm sure they're going to come close to packing the place. Yeah,
I think anytime that happens, that's good for the brand of the University of Minnesota. Period. It's good for our president. It's good for our admissions. It's good for everything. We are not the most important thing on this campus, at this university, or even in this town. Made that very clear. But we can be a front porch.
Yeah, it's a good way of putting it.
He's a front porch.
He's definitely on that front porch.
They're
right
front
now.
Porch, man.
Well, and everybody knows the most important thing on campus is the two Raising Cane's locations.
That's number one.
Nothing better than that.
They're the front porch to Cane's.
Yep, that's good number
parking,
one.
Good street parking right near the one in Dinky Town.
Where?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. In where?
In Dink.
In Dink Dong.
Dink Dong.
Dink Dong, man.
You've been there.
Yeah, the witch is dead.
Yeah. Zach's there currently.
Puberty.
Oh, yeah, great sports weekend again.
Man, I don't know if we're in vacation mode or if there's nitrous in here, but we are in a weird mood today.
I feel like I'm at the top of my game.
It started off with Dahmer's dad, and it's just spiraled down.
Yeah, play Dahmer's dad for Rosie.
Right, we got to do sports, but I'm going to play Dahmer's dad. So this morning, I was looking for different ways to make fun of sauce. And I came across an interview that Larry King did with Jeffrey Dahmer's dad.
Are you kidding? He did an interview with
Dahmer's full on one, man.
No kidding.
And here's the thing, I didn't bring this up, Cor. It's Dahmer's dad and Dahmer's stepmom. That woman.
10?
Is a. No. No. Is
nine and
a saint.
Oh.
Not only did she stay with dude after she found out his son ate people,
right?
She went on Larry King with him.
How long was this interview done after the whole case?
2 years after he got caught.
Okay.
And this is part of it.
We found out that he had been collecting at the age of 12 to 14, you know, when your hormones are raging, puberty. He was collecting dead animals, roadkill, riding around the rural roads and collecting them in bags. His mother didn't know. I didn't know. And apparently none of his playmates knew.
What did you know before 12? Well, if we're going to help people, what are some signs? This is all recollection now, of course. Okay. That should have told me something about that.
Before 12, there really wasn't. I mean, if I had known about the roadkill, that would have been a red flag. I would have done something immediately.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
Well, it's the, 70s.
Right.
You know, and people collected roadkill back then.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
Let's not be. We can't go back and do revisionist history. All of us in 1972 would have collected roadkill and not told our dad.
Yeah, man.
Come on. Give Jeff a break.
They had an ant farm. Later in the interview, and
same
trust
thing.
Me, I'm going to spend a long time breaking this down later for the show. But he did say later in the interview, he said, is there something to look out for, Larry says to Dahmer's dad, Lionel. And Lionel says, he was really shy. If your kid's really shy.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like,
how many times did we hear that?
I know.
Puberty.
He kept to himself. He was a quiet kid. Never bothered anybody.
Yeah.
We hear that over and over and over again. There's a zillion kids who aren't mass murderers who are exactly that way.
Yeah.
Right? They're shy. They're introverted. They're insecure.
Yeah, as George Carlin said, it's the quiet ones you got to watch.
Right. Have you watched the doc?
No. Okay. I can't bring myself to watch.
Okay. I'm shocked.
You don't have to bring yourself anywhere, buddy. You can just sit in your house.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, I don't know.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip, presented by All Around Property Preservation.
Thank you, All Around.
Thank you.
Hi, Marty.
Hey. The Dallas Cowboys beat the Giants 23-16. Cooper Rush threw a touchdown. Tony Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott ran for a bunch of yards. Ezekiel Elliott ran for a touchdown. CeeDee Lamb caught the touchdown in the end zone to seal it. The Dallas Cowboys are 2-1, and so are the New York Giants.
Are the Eagles the only undefeated team in the NFC?
Yeah, and then the Dolphins are the only undefeated team in the AFC.
It's only two teams. That's it already. Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, the Vikings play both the Cowboys and the Giants this year. So.
Yep.
There you go.
The Gophers battle Purdue on Saturday for homecoming. The Gophers are -10. It's an 11 a.m. game. Pregame is at 9. The Gophers are now ranked 21 in the AP poll and 23 in the coaches poll. Tanner Morgan was named Big Ten Co-Offensive Player of the Week for his performance against Michigan State.
Well deserved. I mean, he's thrown the ball as well as ever seen. And again, it doesn't matter who you're playing against, but he put the football in places, tight windows, the stuff that Tanner was not doing a year ago when he was overthrowing receivers and just under whatever he was doing. He has just been spot on right now, and it's a lot of fun to watch the passing game and then what Kirk Schrock has been doing with that offense.
What if your kid's just shy and wants to adopt a highway, and there happens to be roadkill? So you're bagging the roadkill up, but you're That's just like a side gig now, for getting rid of the litter, too.
They talk
and
about,
you're shy.
She's talking about squirrels and raccoons.
Good
and roadkill, meaning, I mean, that's sort of roadkill's roadkill.
Yeah, but at this point, it's not humans. I don't think he was collecting car accident victims.
Or dead deer.
No, well, maybe.
Maybe it was.
He's in Wisconsin, so I guess anything's possible.
A lot of deer.
Yeah. You guys ever done the adopt a highway bit?
No.
I haven't. I don't like going outdoors, but have you guys ever done it?
No.
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 Seems like a lot of work.
I'm not quite sure how you do it.
You just call somebody, adopt it, and then clean it.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just put on a jumpsuit, grab a garbage bag and a
stick
or a poker and just
start picking up garbage.
I picked up trash at the North Dakota State Fair once as part of volunteer work for our gymnastics team, the Gym Dandies. I was probably third or fourth grade.
And, hockey.
Yeah, the Gym Dandies. We did a lot of halftime shows.
Damn. A lot of tumbling.
We built the city on rock and roll. That was our
great
song.
That's a great song.
Worst song ever.
Oh, hey, Zach. Thanks, Zach.
Where did he come from?
I have no idea.
The Gym Dandies.
We were given that claw so you could stand and walk, and then you'd just like claw things. Yep. So we walked around the state fair to try to put in some volunteer hours.
Oh, great song.
Look at you. She stood up and started doing the routine right away.
She almost just kicked Rosie in the head.
Ow! That was the subtly funniest part of the Woodstock 99 documentary. The whole facility is covered in garbage after night one, right? After Bizkit or whatever. Just, you can't put a foot down without hitting garbage. Yeah. And that one lady that was at Woodstock 69 is driving around on a golf cart, handing out garbage bags, going, okay, everybody, do their part. And 19-year-old kids are going, F you, lady.
Yeah, screw off.
They had no interest in picking up trash.
All right, everybody, pick up 8 beer cans.
No. No. Not cleaning up this garbage. You do it, lady.
I thought everybody would help.
Yeah.
Nope. Not unless this is a roadkill.
Rosie, why do you want?
Do you still know your routine?
Because Marty's doing her routine.
She's
in third grade.
Okay, let's see.
Tumble,
please address me.
Start the song over.
Marnie Lou Retton.
Your kids
Thank you.
I bet your kids asked to see mom do this, right? I mean, come on. I mean, it's pretty cool. Look at the
button
old
bar.
Pictures. Of
Maybe
button
Matt
bar.
Asks.
Okay, what is a button bar about that?
Hey, whoa.
Hey, it's our anniversary. Why don't you do your routine?
Yeah,
do your
routine. Yeah, get dressed up for cheerleader.
Yeah, just whatever. Just do the routine. Marge, will you please?
Not unless you do the intro, Matt.
Okay.
Everybody put your hands together for Marnie.
There she goes.
Look at this.
Oh, my phone's updating.
Somebody
found
this.
It doesn't get dramatic until...
Oh, there's
all this
drama to it.
And you look across and
nod. Go.
Nope. Oh, yeah, the cartwheel, yep, turn, spin, yep, YMCA, perfect, yep.
Say oh, my damn!
Oh, yeah, the Jim Dandies could really
The dab was great.
Got it, okay.
She looked like that Sherry O'Terry and Will Ferrell.
She did! Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Superstar.
Yeah.
That was a huge compliment.
On Twitter right
Thank
now.
You.
Oh, you're welcome.
Because we had the two, you laid out the tumbling mats and they Velcroed in between them. And so you'd have to look across to your partner and like nod. That was kind of your timing mechanism. So then you'd take the correct amount of steps and then you'd do your little tumble. I was a round off back handspring pass.
You were the headliner.
That's impressive, man.
What's Marge, as a diehard SNL fan, are you a little surprised that Sherry O'Terry didn't have a bigger career post SNL?
Yeah, a little. She was on the Fly on the Wall podcast. I just listened to that a couple of days ago. Highly recommend
that
one.
That's
Dana.
And Spade.
Yep, Dana Carvey and David Spade. And they just had Sherry O'Terry on, and I was thinking that when I listened. Actually, you should listen to that one because. Hey, it's awesome. It made me laugh out loud multiple times. I LOL'd.
Hmm.
But she was only on SNL for 5 years, Sherry O'Terry.
Ooh, it felt like longer than that.
I know. That's what I thought because she had so many memorable characters. She said she just had too thin skin and they didn't follow up on what that meant. If it was the writers criticizing her or fans criticizing her. I'm like, you are beloved. Why would you need thick skin?
And think about it. Her era was way before social media. So it's not like she had to deal with Twitter trolls. This is like late 90s.
Yeah. So then one
maybe
thing
a
that.
Message board at that point. Maybe Yahoo Messenger back and forth.
Yes.
Maybe Rosie's
that
emails.
That's not connecting with Sherry O'Terry. I wonder if just
guess
critics.
It was more presenting ideas that get cut.
You
know, probably. Yeah. But at the time when she was established, how do you not take more of her ideas or let that roll? I don't know. I have thin skin, so. But you know what, Corey? She talked about her. They made a best of DVD, a best of Sherry O'Terry. I probably had it back in the day, but she said she got $0.00 for that, and she wrote all of those sketches. Mm. She performed in all of those sketches. And so when you were talking about this cast and the turnover, that I was like, I wonder if that's part of it. And then Maya Rudolph is a guest on that same podcast, and I listened to that a couple of days ago. You know, when I'm power walking the neighborhood, that's what I do. And Maya Rudolph was talking about the schedule and, you know, getting up, pulling all-nighters, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, and now this cast, they have 4 pre-tapes a week. And Dana Carvey and David Spade went, oh, my God, that would kill me. And I'm like, what is 4 pre-tapes a week? I wonder what that means, what in their vernacular. And so I was wondering if maybe it's just the grind of that show and the hours that they ask. And now there are so many more outlets. The performers don't have to do that. And maybe SNL is not changing its ways of what they require out of their cast members. And people get there and they put in their few years and they're like, well, I got an opportunity on Netflix, so... Bye.
Yeah. I guess.
I heard your guy, John Hamm, on with H. Stern the other day talking about his time on SNL and basically how, you know, kind of nervous he was about doing live. And they just basically just roll with it. I mean, just go along with it. Because I think there was someone who got sick or something that had to cancel. And they said, well, don't worry about it. We'll just fill in the blanks. Just go along with the show. And he was, you know, a big part of it. He's the host of the show. But it was fascinating to hear the behind-the-scenes conversation of what went on and how Lorne Michaels has such control of the brand and what goes on.
But he is genuinely, for the most part, beloved. It's not like he is an abusive tyrant or anything like that. But it does sound like the lifestyle still is just hideous.
Yeah, I bet it is.
And now there are other outlets, and you don't have to do that for longer. But back to your original question, Hawk, I thought Sherry O'Terry, she was in that golden era for me, the Molly Shannon, Sherry O'Terry, Anna Gasteyer. Will Ferrell. I loved that cast. And that cheerleader.
The best ever.
Spartan Spirit.
That's a great
bit. My gosh. Yeah.
You're blowing up on Twitter already.
Is my video up?
I put that up.
Is Marnie Lou?
It's only 15 seconds, but.
I mean, it only took me 40 years.
Wow. Do it.
That was impressive.
35.
Stop it.
Stop saying do it.
Anyway, Fly on the Wall podcast.
SNL back this Saturday, right?
Yep,
the debut with about a 50% turnover.
Yeah.
Giant new cast.
Yep.
We'll
see.
Huge.
They're all tall.
I'll watch it. I'll record it and watch it. That's what I've done for the last, I don't know, X number of years that I've had a DVR. Because even in the glorious days of SNL, there were some stinker sketches.
Oh, absolutely.
There always has been, though. That's the biggest misnomer, right? Is that, that era sucked or this era sucked. Every era technically has that, right? You can't hit 12 home runs a week. They just try. But you remember the good ones.
That's right.
I think the original cast had very few misses.
I bet it's way more than you think.
You're probably right. If we went back and watched Belushi and Aykroyd and, you know, Gilda Radner. That's true.
Yeah, and maybe the audience was as well, and that's why it was so funny.
But to your point, Marnes, about, the format. Sure, there's a million different outlets now. Comedians have a whole bunch of different paths to success. But I've heard Lorne Michaels say multiple times he truly values that there is no other show that goes live like Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you
he's
are,
right.
Where if you make a giant mistake, it's on TV. It's not on Netflix where you can edit it. They take pride in the fact that they only record a couple of things ahead of time. Everything else is, if there's a mistake, it goes out. Yeah. And then it lives in infamy, right? Whether it's Ashley Simpson screwing up and sinking, or one of the jokes bombing, or a sketch not working, it all ends up on TV. I love us, and I will always forever. That was the sports.
Go Vikings!
We'll get to all that when we come back.
All right.
Christopher.
On the Fan.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.